Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you this evening?
How are you, Cindy? I'm doing well.
I'm doing great. I was thinking about the writer strike and actor strike now. Are you guys getting a little nervous about this at this point in time?
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. It's a pain in the ass right now, but I'm sure it'll be okay.
No, yeah, you know, I think they're going to probably settle it sooner than later, too. So.
Well, now that the actors are involved, most likely, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, here's the thing, and this was my perspective, and this was, you know, it sucks because the show that I'm on, you know, like, they already had their content. They were just wrapping everything else at the start of the strike, you know? And, you know, their whole perspective on it was just that, you know, there was no sense of urgency for the strike to come to an end because the production companies had so many backlogged and stock scripts and things that they could put to good use, you know. So, you know, when the writers went on strike initially and it was, you know, and it was just the writers, they didn't care because they had, you know, a full arsenal of things that they can sift through, you know, scripts that were purchased and bought and sold over time that were just sitting doing nothing. But now that they don't have anybody to star in that backlog, and now that they don't have anybody to direct that backlog, it's going to be a different story. So, I think that, you know, from a financial perspective, these production companies are finally going to kind of have a come to Jesus moment and put everybody back to work. Not that it's going to affect our production because our production sucks. So,
right.
You know, but our production sucks. So, but it's just that it's, you know, it's, I think that now that the actors and, you know, the DAG and all them are joining this, I think that they're going to be, you know, calling it quits sooner than later. Like my boss thinks that we're going to probably be back by October.
Wow. And,
yeah.
Well, that's a good news.
Just 3 months
it?
Longer than it should have been.
Right. And, yeah. But, you know, we're praying for speedy. And because, you know, remember how with COVID the first, you know, year, there were no new shows for months and months. Remember that? It was
mm-hmm.
like, you know, people, I think, want life to be normal. Do you know what I mean? They don't want,
yeah.
Okay, now we don't have
for
TV,
sure.
Now we don't have this, now we can't go to work. So hopefully, you know, it'll end sooner than later. You know, the last writer's strike ended up why reality shows became the new big thing.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They did with the reality shows. And not that they're not scripted. I don't know how they call them unscripted. They have writers. They're scripted. I don't understand
yeah.
that. But,
you know what it is? It's minimal writing. They have people that give them launch points, and then they kind of ad-lib it, you know, the rest of the way. So, but because the majority of the content is, you know, is ad-libbed, or, you know, they're giving starting points and ending points, and somehow in the middle, you know, that's why they're considered, you know, that's why it's considered unscripted. But it's just, you know, it's silly. You know, reality shows have become absolutely stupid. You know, I mean, they're more and more ridiculous every day. And, you know, hopefully what everybody will get out of this is better content, you know, because let's call it like it is. I mean, people have been regurgitating the same storyline 10 times over, you know, it's, you know, just with different faces, different races, different sexes. It's just, but it's the same story, you know, it's just the same story. So hopefully what people will get at the, you know, from this, when they actually have their come to Jesus moment at the table, is that they're hopefully going to come to a place where they say, okay, listen, you know what, you guys will get a bigger piece of the pie, but we need better content out of you, you know, and hopefully it'll get something that's finally original again on television and in movies and streaming, and, you know, something that we could all go, wow, we haven't seen this before.
Right, exactly. So we'll just hope it was, you know, because, you know, I know I got an email from one of our listeners saying, oh, how is she feeling about the strike? Oh, I don't know. I have to ask her. You know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it absolutely sucks, you know, I mean, because I was expecting to be back at work by now. You know, we had we have, you know, our reserves that we live off of, you know, for our 2-month hiatus, and now our 2 months is fast becoming 5 months, and financially it sucks, but I'm also doing a lot of art. I'm also trying to focus, you know, my whole problem for a very long time was just that, you know, when I was doing that job, you know, everything was happening a lot slower. I wasn't able to create as much content. It was harder to get into that creative mode because I was tired. I was working long hours. I had to fit 10 pounds of crap into, you know, 10 pounds of crap into a 5-pound bag, you know, for 10 months out of the year. So I'm just taking full advantage of this time. Lisa is going back and she's teaching kickboxing, you know, again, which is, you know, one of her loves. And she had missed it for a very, very long time. And now she's actually able to work on that two to three days a week. And she's loving that, and she's loving the change of pace and everything else. And me, I'm creating a lot of art, a lot of content. I'm getting all of my ducks in a row so that, you know, by the time, you know, this all ends and I go back to work, you know, hopefully, God willing, my new website will be up, my new store will be up, everything will be up and ready to go and able to run without me constantly being at the computer 24/7. So that'll be nice. And I'm taking this as a blessing. You know, it's, I could see it as terrible because, you know, I don't have that financial, you know, stability right now. But, you know, if I ever want to get away from that job and start working for myself again, I need to focus this time on my art, and I need to focus this time on creating what, you know, the content that I want to create. And, you know, I'm taking advantage of it, and I'm loving it.
Good. And that's what we said also during COVID, if you remember. You know,
this
is still your life, okay? When things are on hold, it's still your life. So you have to find a way when things are out of your control to still, you know, look at it as the blessing in it, do the things that you didn't have time to do, and get your life ready for when, you know, your world opens up again. So I think we learned a lot of those coping things through COVID, you know. And
yeah, absolutely.
You know, either COVID was a terrible time for people, or it was a productive time, depending upon what they chose to do with it, you know, and how they chose to respond to it. So I think it's similar. These are times in life when you're just not in control of things, then you have to do the things you are in control of, you know, and
exactly.
That's how we cope. You know, you can't fall into depression, or, you know, some people just get really anxious and they can't eat and they can't sleep and they can't do anything, or they're just anxiety, they're living in their heads. I'm like, get out of your head and, you know, figure out how you could make this a meaningful time. And I think you're doing it. And so is Lisa. So that's really the greatest news. We do have some listeners tonight.
We do.
Can you kind of explain to our guests who may not have ever listened before what they need to do if they do want to get on the show and talk to us?
But of course. All right. So if you would like to speak to Cindy or myself tonight, you will please press the number 1. This way I will get a lovely alert that says that you want to be picked up. I never, ever know who the first caller is. I mean, unless I recognize your phone number. And when I pull you into the chat room, I obviously don't know who you are. So I will always identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. So when you hear your last 4 digits, please reply so that we can get the ball rolling. And I'm going to right now be going out to the person that has been waiting the longest, Cindy. And your last 4 digits are 5920. So let's see who's waiting for us there. Hello, 5920. You are on the air.
Hello, it's Mary Ann.
That's who I thought it was. I said, I think this is Mary Ann tonight. Hi, Mary Ann. You just had a birthday, right?
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday. Thank you.
Oh, happy birthday, Mary Ann, everybody. Nicole, yes. can you wish her a happy birthday, please?
Happy birthday, Mary Ann. I'd sing to you, but then you'd hang
thank
up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So
I was seeing somebody like the last couple of weeks, but he's all over the place, Cindy. He's 64, very nice guy, but like he works like three jobs. You know, he's got to get out of his apartment. He's got to go and get another place. Some things just don't add up.
Yeah, well,
but
yeah,
he's the same type. He's the same, you know, background as me. And I took him to a couple of things. We went to my Italian lodge. We had a lot of fun. We, you know, played the races. It was a very funny night. And you know, we went to dinner a couple of times. But I don't know. I don't know what to make of this.
Well,
no, my friends and my brothers, they don't like him. They think he's trying to wear me down to, where I feel sorry for him.
And let him move in.
Well, he's asked me about that, and that's impossible.
Yeah, well, I was just going to give you a big heads up that this guy wants to move in, okay?
Oh,
and
he does.
We've discussed this before in New York. You let someone move in and they get one piece of mail sent to your mailbox.
I know.
You can't get them out without a sheriff. And something isn't as it seems. I mean, he's 64 and he works three jobs and he doesn't own anything. It's a little bit of, now, did he have children?
Three children. His wife died this December coming up. It'll be 2 years. It was lung cancer. And we kind of looked him up, and some things just didn't add up. You know,
does he have a gambling problem? I mean,
It could have been.
Because there's there's always a little bit of a red flag when someone is that old. What happened to his home?
Hard.
He must have had a home at one point.
He lost it in Sandy, but that doesn't even make sense.
Okay, he lost it in Sandy, but what about insurance?
Well, some people, the insurance didn't pay, but then FEMA kicked in.
Right. You know, so what happened with that?
He said he lost it. That's what he said. He doesn't really give me any real details.
You know, these are people, like when you meet them, they lost their money to Madoff. They never had any money. Do you know what I mean? Like millions of people are claiming they lost money to Madoff. You know, they never did. So what I'm seeing in the cards is he's not a bad person. Okay?
No, he's not.
At all. He's not a bad person. But he was in some ways a difficult person. I mean, his wife who passed said, he wasn't always the easiest person to live with. She's not saying too much.
Right.
She's kind of quiet on the topic, but it looks like he's looking for someone to take care of him, a nurse and a purse. Okay? It looks like his wife, before she got sick with some of those things, do you know what I mean? And I don't think you want a man who you're going to have to take a lot of care with. I mean, I wouldn't drop him. He looks, I would have fun and games with him if you want, and if you enjoy his company, but, there's a few red flags here. And again, even if people are just guilty of the phrase that I coined, fiscal infidelity, cheating with money, they're not good with money. They make your life hell. You don't need someone at this age that you're going to bail out, that has money problems.
One that I was with, the other one that I was with for so many years, he was loaded, but he was so damn cheap.
And so what difference did it make? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. But he had an alcohol problem and, there's no perfect person, and I keep remembering, like you said, it's not going to happen on the sites. It's going to happen with me just meeting somebody somewhere, and I am trying to lose weight. I'm trying to keep up with, of course, I am very busy with the grandchildren now, and, I don't work in the summer, but I feel like I'm doing more work than when I work. you know, the one needs a lot of help with the swimming lessons and the camp and this and that, you know. So at least I'm available for that, and praise God I'm healthy enough. So, but
right.
I am very busy. But, you know, I think these sites, they're all whacked, I swear.
Well, you know, sometimes it's like my husband calls them the people that are the broken dishes and cracked mirrors, okay? Like, you know, and there are
but
some,
where
you know,
else
courses,
do you mean? Where else do you mean?
I mean, but, you know, there are some good people on there. You're on there, so we can't say no one's on there good. It's just that we just, no matter where you meet someone, even outside of online, you have to pay attention to the red flags. Okay,
yeah.
And since, you know, he said he lost his house in Sandy. Well, where was this house? Did he tell you where it was? You
know? On the water by Belmore.
Okay, and, you know, some things still are just aren't gelling here, okay?
Yeah.
And what I'm really concerned with is that he's looking for a place to live, and I don't want you to feel sorry for him and let him move in for a few weeks because you may regret that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, just tell him that's not possible at all. And even the fact, how long you've been dating him now?
Just some, I met him a month ago. And
and he's already asked, can he move in?
Oh, it's crazy, yeah. He
okay.
loves to fix things. He made my, you know, he fixed up my whole deck. I was going to have a little party. He fixed the door. I mean, he is great at fixing things. I mean, if you're looking for a handyman for a boyfriend,
well, that's
this
kind
is
of
the
like,
guy.
You're like my 10th client that's a single woman who has a house that needs a little fixing, and these guys all want to fix it up. They want to show you how great they are. Like, if I moved in, everything would be fixed. But they're doing it to get you to let them move in. You know what I mean? So,
right. Right.
So he may turn on you when you really say no, like, that you don't want, then he may have to look for somebody else. Like he, and
well, he wants.
You know, the working.
He actually rented part of his place. He rented it to an older woman. I mean, he rented the rental for like 800 something a month. If you could believe that one.
So why is
and,
he? Well, how? If but you mean half of where he lives, he's been renting it.
Well, no, just the room he rented. But now they have to get out because the people are selling it.
Okay, and I don't think they probably loved him renting part of the room out either.
I don't even
and,
think they knew because she wants to call the landlord now. She's like panicking, and she can't call the landlord. He's like the landlord, you know. It's so stupid. It's ridiculous. I never
yeah.
heard of anybody renting part of their rental.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. It just looks like there's something just not right here, okay? And so... I would just, you know.
As far as having fun, you know, I don't know if I should do that because that's only going to be harder when I got to get rid of him.
All right. I'm just saying, you know, I just don't like how someone would ask to move into you when you've only known them a short period of time. That's usually the prince that becomes the beast. They're trying to get you in a moment of weakness. You've been lonely. He's helpful, you know. But that in itself, the big red flag is that he asked to move in. You know, like
yeah.
that's not. And
I told him no way.
Right. You know, he thought you were sort of more of a like a sucker. You know what I mean? Or like or a good to a fault person that won't say no.
Well, I am good, but you know, not that good.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
not
you know, it's a like a pushover.
Right. And, you know, if you want to, I mean, I'm not seeing this has long legs, this relationship, okay? I don't think it's going to last more than 3 months anyway, one way or the other. But, you know, if you know, go with your gut, you know, and
oh,
you
yeah,
get
okay.
No one's perfect, but, you know, working three jobs and, you know, you had to rent out some place where he lives. He's got, what is he spending his money on? Like three jobs and, you know, it's a little concerning. Like
older car keeps getting he keeps getting like, you know.
Yeah, but why can't he? Doesn't he have? Why doesn't he have? Why can't he get a new car? Why doesn't he have credit that he can get a new car?
I don't know.
You see, if you're putting a lot of money into an old car, it's because you can't get a loan?
I know.
Why can't
right.
he get a loan? You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
I know.
I mean,
I'm going to call you personally because my sister-in-law is coming up. My brother that passed away is ex-wife, and she's been up here already, but I told her all about you, and last time I couldn't get to you, but I'm going to call you privately, and I want to come out sometime in August.
Okay, the August is pretty booked at this point, so I don't know if I can get you guys in, you know.
All right, well, I'll text you and you see what you can do.
Okay, you know, in any way, I think what I loved hearing in your voice is your gut kicked in, you saw red
yeah.
flags, and I think maybe this was the last test God's giving you. Test your gut. You know, don't ignore red flags and don't be a stooge. Don't be good to a fault. I think you passed this test. And you're not being mean about it. Do you know what I mean? You're not doing anything mean. You don't want to be mean
right.
about it. But
right.
you don't want to be taking something like this on. Because you know what happens?
No.
Then you start feeling sorry for people.
I know.
And once that happens, then you're a sucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also, you know, it looks to me like he'd be the kind of guy that's helping you until he moves in, and then he's not going to help anymore.
Right.
You know? So, you know.
What about, I love talking to you, Cindy. Would you see anything else in the future, or just keep going out, like you say?
Keep going out. I really think that was your last test of this, all this nonsense. Do you know what I mean? And online, you know, you ought to give someone a few weeks to a month chance, okay? At your age, they're going to reveal themselves. You know, when we're younger, it could take years for people because they're still
right.
fixable at some point. But now, it's just go out, see where it goes, and keep doing what you're doing. I wouldn't say don't go online dating. Just go with a discerning eye that
right,
there's
right.
more of these people that are looking for a nurse or a purse, you know, one way
I'll
or the other.
You, the dog, the, take the dog for a walk. Everybody comes by my dog because she's unique.
Right.
Everybody starts a conversation with me.
Well, then take the dog for a go to a doggy park. Do you ever go to doggy park? It's a really good place. We have like a really one nice here in Patchogue by the water. It's a really nice
yeah.
place to meet.
We got
people.
Nice ones here too. Yeah.
I'm saying just find yourself a nice doggy park and go regularly, not once in a while. Go almost every day because then people will get to know you and they'll start talking to you. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I think doggy
right.
parks are probably one of the best ways to meet people. You know, so do the doggy park. Those are good. And, you know, I mean, it's true. It's true.
I brought my granddaughter today. I took the dog with me and all the kids, you know, I dropped her off at camp in the afternoon and all the kids came around her and they wanted to pet her. It was just like too much. I wish I had a video of what went on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is Fever Rescue. You see the pictures on Facebook.
Right. She's adorable. So
yeah.
I would just keep doing that because it's a good way to meet people. And again, be on the sites, but just, you know, see some red flags. Someone at 64 shouldn't be broke when they're working three jobs. Where'd your money go? Okay. And
yeah.
even Sandy, not for nothing, how many years ago was that already? You know,
yeah.
like, you know, if you work hard, somehow you recover from things. You know, you swing back.
Well, you know, Jane does a real good investigation, let me tell you. And she found out some really weird stuff, you know, about, you know, we saw the obituary. It didn't list him. It didn't list the kids. Now, that's freaking weird.
Yeah, so maybe he doesn't have kids. Maybe a kid with someone else.
No,
I mean,
he does. I think he does. He says he has three. And he's OCD. He you know, like, you know, with dirt or, you know, like with germs and stuff. So I said, how the hell did you ever get through all that throw up and all those diapers? You know? And he said,
oh, my God.
He says, well, she took care of that. I said, oh, boy, really?
Remember I told you? But the wife, she was kind of quiet, but basically what she said is she was the nurse in the purse. She did everything, and that's why she's dead, okay? Like
yeah.
So, you know, he's not a bad, terrible person.
No.
But
no,
he isn't
person.
I mean, he's not a psychopath or anything, but what I just see is, I don't know. These are people that at 64, if you haven't figured out how to master money by the time you're 64, you're not ever mastering, you know what I mean? You know,
I don't master. I mean, I just, you know, I go along, praise God, you know, I got good money coming in. But, you know, I tell you, around here, the money really goes.
No kidding. But that's why if you're bad with money, it's going to show, because it is expensive to live here. Do you know what I mean? So if you're bad with money, you're going to get big into debt if you're
not. You have to be responsible. You have to be with your car. He doesn't like wearing a seatbelt. That's just like robbing a bank. It's against the law. You're supposed to wear a seatbelt. You keep getting, you know, that's a moving right. That you, and I worked for the police. You keep getting those tickets. The points keep going up.
Right, and also, you see, these are people that, you know, they don't want to do, you know, see, that's a giveaway. He doesn't want to do anything he doesn't want to do, and he's got a part of him
that's defiance of authority. People that don't want to live by their own rules,
and
by the rules of life.
It's a giveaway of a younger soul. Old souls tend to dot their I's, maintain their papers, be careful and cautious. They don't look for trouble. Like, not wearing a seatbelt is looking for trouble in many ways.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Not just getting a ticket. How about, you know, getting killed? So that's probably that's another big red flag right there.
Right.
Jamie.
Like, my son, when he first started, when the cell phones really, you know, they were not as big as they are today, but I changed the radio in an older car. I mean, it's like $225. And in this way, it was Bluetooth, and you know, I didn't have to worry about him holding the phone, a cop pulling him over, especially young people. You know, that, you know, that's all you have to do is hold the phone and not have something wireless, you know?
Right. Well, that's the
I mean, there's so many people that, you know, you see that when you go to the five-hour course, you know, they're not fooling around.
It's just being immature. It's being like a stupid, rebellious teenager. Like, it just makes trouble. Older souls do not look for trouble. Life is hard enough without doing things that are only going to make trouble. Do you know what I mean? So that is why he probably has no money, because he probably can never hold jobs. You know, he may get them, but he doesn't hold them because somehow he does what he wants to do.
This one is supposedly 10 or 11 years. I don't know. He does, he's like a project manager for, you know, the grants on the schools and the firehouses. But the job is like, it's like nuts to me because, you know, it's like asbestos guy, the plumber, you know, you're running around all day long. It's like, you know, buy Chicago, sell New York. It's like, at the end of the night, you have to give a report, who did what. You got to get other people on the job tomorrow. I mean, it's like, holy mackerel. I mean, it's like a heart attack to me waiting to happen.
Right, exactly.
Running in between buildings. To me, it's nuts. I know it's very hard today when people get, you hire union guys. They're very, very slow. Things that, you know, I know it is hard to do projects now because the whole world is, especially around here, that, you know, it's just unbelievable. It's saturated with the expenses that people, you know, for, like, even though you get a grant, the money goes very fast.
Right. But also, you know, just remember, he's 64. He should have worked a lot of years. He should have money saved.
Yeah.
Something. I mean, these are, you know, just things that not good, and, you know, don't ignore.
There's so many of them out there like that, though, Cindy.
You wouldn't believe
it.
They got a story. Everybody's got a story. You know, it's just whether you want to believe it or not.
In the funeral parlor, just get them hot off the, you know, really.
Well, thank you for calling in sharing your birthday with us, because it was quite fun to hear from you. You know, and good luck to you. We're going to try to get another caller.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
I'll be texting you. Bye-bye, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that was kind of funny, wasn't it, Nicole? Listening to these crazy stories, you know, like of people you meet online. Now, I think you said Eric is on the line here. Are you there, Nicole? Okay, she may be screening people. Okay, it's Eric's birthday today. Wow,
yes,
we have
it is, Cindy.
You know, it's funny because Marianne called was her birthday yesterday, and it's Eric's
today.
It
was her birthday yesterday, yeah, and today is Eric's birthday, and he's just looking for his annual, what's going to happen in my new year, and let's give Eric an update call. So that's basically all Eric wants today, Cindy, and we're going to go wish the man a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Eric.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Wow, it's exciting. It's your birthday. That's the best news ever. Now, first of all, are you doing anything special for your birthday?
Well, I mean, I took the next 5 days off, so I'm pretty busy. Doing a lot.
Okay. Now, what are you going to do in the next 5 days? You're going to enjoy the beautiful weather? And
yeah, pretty much just the beach, going out, hanging out with friends, hanging out with just having fun. That's the main goal.
That's what we want to hear. The main goal is having fun. And, you know, now, this is a good time for reading, as you always know, close to a birthday. And now, your 2023, the year of the dream catcher and the year of the soulmate, begins with your birthday. So you have a full year to get that dream catcher year from July to next July. Have you thrown things into the dream catcher that you want?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your priority? Career right now?
Yeah, career. I started doing photography again, so hopefully I get clients.
Good. And you will. Okay, because that looks really good. And are you ready for a soulmate love now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really important to you too, correct?
Yes, of course.
Okay, because again, this is the year of the soulmate, and it's also the year when any relationships that weren't serving our higher good one way or the other, work, friendships, relationships, you know, love will come to an end and make room for this new one. So, are you over your ex yet?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
It's been months already now.
Right now, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is.
You know, and again, you hadn't wanted the ending per se, but in reality, it was the best thing that could have happened. Do you see that now? Like,
yeah, I wouldn't be doing the things I'm doing now.
Right, and you know, the people can't see Eric, but instead of self-destructing, you know, sometimes when people have a breakup, they take terrible care of themselves, they drink, they abuse things. Eric went to the gym, he worked out, he's eating healthy, he looks amazing. So he used this time to become a better person, and that wasn't easy, but you did it. So in your cards, you do have an amazing year ahead of you. Do you still want to be doing the plumbing too? Are you going to be doing that too?
Yes. I'm still waiting for that. I'm on the wait list still.
Okay, so good. Because I still see that here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's still showing here. And, you know, are you ready for, like, because that looks like you should hear from them sooner than later. Are you ready to jump in with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good. That shows. Now, are you doing anything to find love? I know you're kind of attracted to one person. What's going on with that?
I don't know. It's still very confusing. Honestly, I'm not even paying attention to that anymore. I'm still on dating apps, and I'm still going out, just trying to interact, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Now, how are you doing on the dating apps?
I'm doing all right. I think I'm still going through the same thing about what we talked about, but there's been some, but it's not really not that type of connection that I'm looking for, if that makes sense.
Right. And it makes sense because you know the ladder of love. Soulmates at the top of the ladder of love. It's a heart, soul, mind, body, committed love, committed to healing. Mediocre love is, you know, in the middle of the rung, narcissistic rung, any pretty person interchangeable than another. I think you've had a soulmate, so I don't think you could settle for less than a soulmate. So
let's
kind of bless that you have had a soulmate, because it really does show you there, you know, you do know what a higher love is. It doesn't always work out, but that's what you want. And
yeah.
It's almost like you did have to stand on your own two feet without someone for a while. You know, because if you didn't stand on your own two feet, you know, you would more likely lose yourself in a relationship again. Do you remember, mm-hmm. like, with this past relationship, you were not doing a lot of things you wanted to do, and you got sort of in a rut of just watching TV and not doing a lot of things you really wanted to do. So are you liking the person you are now and not going to compromise on who you are when you get a new relationship?
Yeah, I love myself now, honestly. If you had asked me that a year ago, I'm pretty sure you would have you would know the answer.
Right. Exactly.
I'm so different now. I went to dinner with my sister today. She showed me a picture from my last birthday, and I hated it because I don't look like that anymore.
And again, that wasn't you. You were going along with, you know, your, and I don't even call her your soulmate anymore, with, you know, that relationship with what she wanted to do, and you weren't being you. God may want you just a little more of you standing on your own two feet for a little while before the soulmate is brought, just so you don't fall into that habit of, okay, suddenly I'm not going to do any of the things I wanted to do, you know, so it's really important. Are you still working on your spiritual life, too?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. And, you know, there's nothing bad in your cards. Everything looks good. You know, are you antsy for the soulmate? Are you feeling that at all? Do you want it to come, or are you patient for it?
I guess I would say I'm in the middle. Sometimes I don't mind, and sometimes I think about it. You know what I mean?
Right. Good. Because, you know, again, you need to get out there. Now, on any of the dates, have you, you know, learned anything on any of these dates you've gone on?
Yeah. I would say definitely, yeah.
Good. And now, how do you end them if you don't feel a connection?
Well, obviously what I don't try to do is I don't try to ghost. So I would try to tell them as respectfully as possible, like, you know, there's no connection there.
And, you know, and you're being nice about it. You don't ghost or anything?
No. I would never want to do that.
No, because remember, sometimes people just, you know, they get insensitive if they stay online dating and they start doing some of the things that, you know, it's okay to ghost. It's never okay to ghost people. You know,
yeah.
So it's take the minute just to say, I'm so glad, you know, we went on a date, but it's just not working for me. You know, and with that, and again, nothing looks, you know, bad in your cards. Everything looks great. You have a very good birthday year opening up. It was a very, you went through a lot, but can you see how much you've grown in this year and changed?
Yeah.
And it's so exciting. We've watched you kind of grow up through this year.
Literally.
So, keep us posted and let us know, you know, what happens. I do think your career is going to start flying even with the photography. So do you have a website or anything where people could find you?
Not yet. No, I'm working on it though.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook page or anything?
I do. I have an Instagram page.
Okay, good. Do you want to tell us what it is in case anyone needs a photographer?
Yeah, of course. It's, so it's _CHACONN.
Okay. And do you say that one more time?
_CHACONN.
Okay, good. And, you know, try to think about how you can market this, because a lot of the things, it has to be marketed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what good is talent without marketing? And I know old souls hate to market. They think they should just build it and people come. This is the 21st century. You build it, you slick it up, and they come. Without slicking up, nobody will find you. So do that. And do you post regularly on Instagram some of your photos and things so people could see what you do?
Yeah, pretty much daily. I try to take a picture of whatever catches my eye every
okay.
day, and I post it, yeah.
Good. And that's what you want to keep it fresh and vital. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to try to get, you know, another listener or two. Enjoy
yeah,
your birthday week because it looks like you're going to give yourself a nice birthday week.
Yep, I have to. I think I deserve it.
Oh, yes, for sure. And, you know, do some joy therapy, healthy, good things that make you feel good about your life and
yes.
yourself.
Of course. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Happy birthday. We'll speak soon.
All
Bye.
Right, thank you.
Bye. It's interesting to have all the birthdays, right?
I know, right?
interesting. Now, I think the next caller is Angela, who calls in sometimes, by the way. I don't think you've screened her yet, the 5331.
No, I did. Actually, it was weird because I tried to pick up somebody who had pressed one. And when I picked them up, the number disappeared and it disconnected. And then I accidentally picked up the number that's flagged right now. But when I went there, I think I was still connected to the disconnected call. So I just let it be because I didn't want to risk losing the caller altogether. And hopefully it'll be somebody that's normal.
No, this is I'm pretty sure it's Angela.
Okay, yeah. Sure. I was just glitching, and I didn't want to press it because I wasn't sure if I was the one that knocked off the other number for whatever the reason. So I just kind of let that one be. So if you think that's Angela, let's go out to see if you're correct, Cindy. Last four digits are 5331. Hello, 5331. You are on the air.
Hello. Yes, it is Angela. Hello.
I knew it was
Angela.
You're
not psychic for no reason.
No, I knew it was because her dad, Frank, said, you better pick up my daughter today and talk to her. So I know who her dad is from the other side. So as soon as he came through, like I wouldn't have known it by the number. I just looked at it, and he said, that's Angela. This is Frank.
Oh,
pick
God.
Up my daughter. So,
I love my daddy. I miss him so much.
I know, but isn't it cute how he said, you better
yes.
make sure you pick up my daughter. So I
yes.
said, well, of course we will. Yes. You must be missing him a little bit. Are you missing him?
Yes, very much.
All right,
very
because
much. The other side. So I've been trying to, I'm wanting to call you, and I'm like, oh, and so just a little while ago, I was in the car, I'm like, it's after 7, oh, let me try to see if I can get through, because I've been wanting to get through to you, and I did, how nice.
Oh,
like
wow.
Minute.
Now, you know, he's your son, Robert, standing next to your dad. Blowing you a big kiss too. So we got the two fellas here. It's funny because it wasn't your son that came through, and at first it was your dad, which I find
yes,
interesting.
Yes, I've been thinking about him a lot, and my son, of course, but a lot with my dad, you know?
Oh, for sure. And now what's going on with your husband?
I guess the same old thing. We weren't seeing each other for a while. We kind of, yeah, about it's been a little over a month. We really haven't seen each other. But my mother-in-law just passed away, and I was at the wake, and he was there. And it went okay, you know. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, your father-in-law is thanking you for going to the wake, by the way.
Oh, well, I love my mother-in-law. I love my father-in-law very much. Like
they love you. He loves you, too. Your mother-in-law seems peaceful at the current time. She didn't know a lot of stuff that she now knows, by the way.
Oh.
Did you not tell her a lot of stuff about your husband?
No. There's one thing I never disrespect. If my mother-in-law, when she found out about my husband, she called me and she said, I'm sorry that, thank you. She thanked me for keeping her son when she found out that he cheated on me and I stayed with him, believe it or not, this was years ago, you know. And the poor lady, it's not her fault, you know, but she thanked me for staying with her son because she knew how much I loved him and how he's hard to get along with, you know. He loves me, but he's just very hard to get along with, you know.
You know,
we have our talks. We were very close, my mother-in-law and I, like with certain things, like talk about personal things alone, you know. And it was just beautiful, like our relationship.
Oh, yeah. And she was happy to be meted and greeted, you know, by her husband, by your
Good.
Son. You know, he met her, too.
I was hoping my son helped her cross over because I remember one time you said to me that Robbie, you know, he helped people cross
he's
over.
He's a meter and greeter, and he was right there for her, she's just not happy with everything she's seeing. Remember, she's recently dead. She hasn't done a lot of her life review, but you know, your father-in-law gave her an earful about your husband, okay? So it wasn't like she's seen it for a life review or watched it for herself yet. She's heard it. And she's, you know, didn't know it was as things got as bad as they got.
Oh, yes, I understand. Mm-hmm.
And she's actually thanking for not telling her, because she said she would have dropped dead, you know, long ago if she knew this stuff. You know,
I just respect her and love her. There's nothing she could do. It's not her fault the way he is, you know.
Right.
The other four brothers aren't the same way. He's just one way, and the rest aren't. He has five brothers, you know, there's five sons, and he's the oldest, you know.
And she's just a little shocked by, you know, everything she's seen. Now, what do you need for any of them to help you with? Because remember, this is the year of the dream catcher. What's your birthday, the month and the year?
I just want to get on with my life and not be stuck loving this man. Like, why can't I get over someone? Like, you know, it's just never going to be. I just know the person he is, you know. It's not that he's totally... You know, but I'm making excuses for him. But
is that you were one soulmate. You were one soulmate. You're not now. It's pretty toxic, and you keep hoping you could be brought back up to soulmate. The problem is he's an unfixable. He's a manipulative, judgmental, non-accountable man. I'm not saying he's a Hitler scale of 1 to 10. He's like a 2 unfixable, but still he's unfixable. So it's impossible to bring this back up to soulmate because we can't fix him.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I want to accept the way he is. If he could just be loyal, just be respectful when he speaks to me. That's all I want is, you know, respect. You know?
Well, he's he's almost too old to change at this point. And, you know, his father said, you know, I'm sorry, my son will be good for a while, and a month or two, and then he's back to his nonsense. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
You know, I want you to love yourself the way, you know, you loved Robert, you know, the way you love your daughter. If someone pulled this crap on your daughter, what would you be telling your daughter?
Oh, she said, if she never spoke to me the way Dad spoke to you just once, I would have left the first day. Why did you stay with him all these years? I said, my children. And I thought of the good things. Dad had a lot of good qualities, too. I look at the good instead of the bad, you know? I focus on one thing because I don't want to have any hate and any, like, meanness inside me. I just think of the good, you know, the positive stuff, you know? Love your kids, you know, a good provider, you know, he took care of us. You know, something went wrong in his life that he would act this way, like, you know, something definitely went wrong to speak the way he did, you know? It's like, no one does, you know, I never met anyone like this. And I'm a very patient woman and a very loving person. And, like, we were dating for 2 years, and he liked me. I thought he was really going to come back one day, and he could use me for one thing, and you know what that is.
Right.
He's like, how could I use you? How do you give you money? Well, money isn't everything. This is the way
it sounds like you're a prostitute.
So
that is actually a worse answer. It sounds like you're a prostitute. I mean,
that's the way it is.
You know what I mean? And that's what his father just said, that his son has no concept of how coarse and crude his remarks can sound.
And let me tell you, I would tell him we're out to dinner because he can't move and can't walk away from me. So I could tell him, I always speak to him nicely, you know, this and that. It's uncalled for. You don't talk that way. You don't, you know, stand someone up without calling and say, Anthony, it's not going to be there. You know, I'm coming tonight. Or I'm going. Just say something. Shoot a text. You know, and you can never say you're sorry. And that's like the worst thing. When you hurt someone, and put it to you, you know, and I always talk nice to him.
Well, you know, it's funny because he came this way. It's not because of his parents. Do you know what I mean? His parents are good people. They don't even understand him. I mean, his father does not understand him one bit. Okay? Like, this is not the way they raised him. This is not what they would expect from him. You know, do you want to find someone else? I mean,
but I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody. Isn't that sad?
You don't trust anybody, but you stay with a man who can't be trusted. So that doesn't make any sense.
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
You don't trust anyone, but you stay with a man who can't be trusted.
Yeah,
so that makes no sense.
And there are nice people. Trust me, I've met plenty of, you know, nice men. these people. No one talks this way to anybody. You know, you just don't do that.
No,
like, and what does my have to do with anything?
I think your husband's probably an undiagnosed borderline personality, or
Definitely. You
know, bipolar. I mean, he has some sort of mental illness, is what his father just said.
Oh, definitely. But I'm the mental case, though.
Yeah,
like,
that's the gaslighting. Well, you know what?
Well,
you're with a narcissist, extreme narcissist. They make you crazy after a while with all their gaslighting and stuff, and you don't know how. And they just make you furious with their behaviors. So.
But now I let him know. After my son passed, no, my son came to me and said, no, Ma, you don't have to take this no more. I live through you now. Or at least he's saying to me, you do not take anything from him. No one will ever hurt you again, especially my father. And that's the only person that hurt me in my life. No one ever touched me in my before my husband.
Right,
and
that's why, you know, your son is not a huge fan of his father, okay? Like, yeah, he loves him.
He
loves
that.
He's a better father, but he's not a fan of him from the other side because he's a terrible husband.
No. Yes. Oh, you know, he knew that when he was very young.
He's a terrible husband. He was a good father in many ways, but, 2023 is supposed to be the year when any relationships are not serving our higher good come to an end. When is your birthday, the month and the day?
August 2nd. I would like to know if someone...
You hear another one coming up. Yeah, well, that's
August
what I told you. Your dream catcher year and your year of the soulmate and year of ending any toxic relationship goes from August to August. So I'd be surprised if you don't move away from your husband in your mind and in your soul by then. You could be brought someone else who's good to you and kind, and that person's going to probably want to send a case of champagne to your husband because he didn't know how to treat you, and look, now this thing has you, okay?
It's so funny. One guy said that to me. He goes, I want to thank your husband. I thank him for what? For doing what he did, because now I'm going to treat you like the queen that you are. I forgot how he wrote it, but he said something cute like that. Like, you know, I want to thank you for, you know, growing up because I want to treat you like the queen you are. And it was just so cute the way he said it. It was like, oh.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's sort of bigger than you, even if you want to take his crap anymore. You know, his mother's gone now. And his mother, your father, and your father-in-law and your son all want to bring you a soulmate. You know,
but I've been alone for such a long time, you know, and this is like, what am I doing? Like, I have a very nice personality. I'm a good woman. I'm a strong woman. I just want to love someone. And I'm so used to family. Right now I just have my mom, and she's not doing so good. So I wanted to ask about my mom. She's August 16th, my mom.
and how old is your mother now?
She's 82. She's been falling, and I've been taking, like, she's getting very careful just recently, you know, and I'm teaching the doctors and she's doing another route with her, but I have to focus on my mom too, you know, and what am I going to focus on myself, you know, but I love my mom and she needs me, you know, thank God my brother comes on the weekends and he helps me with her, you know.
Yeah, you're a very good daughter, and, you know, you're... Father is thanking for everything you do. Did you know your mother's mother at all?
Yes. I love my grandmother. Yes.
Because she loves you, too.
My best friend. She was my best friend. I cried so much after she passed for 2 years straight every day. And she was like my best friend, my grandma. Yep.
She adores you. And she's thanking you for everything that you're doing for her daughter. Your mother doesn't really want to be a burden to anybody. Do you know that?
No, I know that, of course. She's very strong. My mother would get up, 7 o'clock, she gets up, she breakfasts at a certain time. She does have her routine and stuff, and it's hard because she doesn't do it anymore. You know, she gets mad at herself.
She
goes to sleep with her clothes on, you know, I have to make sure she's, you know, focused, my mom, before she gets to bed, you know?
Right, and... she wants to get better. She's got a pretty strong will to live. But she does have a health issue or two, so I'm glad you're taking care of them. They do need taking care of, okay? They can't be ignored.
Yes.
You know, sometimes when you're older, you live long enough, and you just ignore certain things, and they don't really do much. The things that she has really can't be ignored.
Yeah, she has type 2 diabetes, so I possibly, because sometimes she'll just want a snack, and when they get older, whatever they speak, it's easy to eat. So I have to make sure she eats properly and, you know, just take some pills and time. You know, little things.
No, those are good. Those are good, what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why her mother's really thanking you,
yeah.
Okay, for everything that you're doing. And, you know, she'll give you a heads up. She's down on earth a really lot with your mother. She spends an awful
good.
Lot of time with her.
My
okay.
mother prays a lot, and she watches mass like 3 times a day. I do this across when I walk into her all the time because usually someone on or the roses.
Well, that gives her a lot of comfort, and you
yes.
know, that's important. And
yes, of course.
And you know, your grandmother saying thank you for just being there for her. You know,
I will always be there.
You know, and you know, that's why, you know, you're getting a lot of good karma. You know, and just know that that's what you have coming up for you. All this good karma that you're doing. You know, your son spends a lot of time with her too. He seems to really love your mom too.
Good.
You know, thinks
well,
that she's adorable.
So oh my God, my mother sort of raised him too because when we moved into the house in Huntington, like 20 something years ago. He would just
right.
take care of him when I wanted. And she was just so cute. He would always eat dinner even after work with grandma. Always made sure he spent special time alone with grandma. Always watched over her. You know, that's the only way my mom could handle my son is like she prayed Robert's in a good place, Angela. You know, he's in a better place, Angela. Like before he gets sad and I miss him, but I just want to hold him. So I was just holding his CS name, we're playing music, and I talk to my son a lot because I know he's with me, you know.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's how I
right. So can you just kind of promise your father and your
yeah.
son that, you know, you're not going to take so much crap from your husband anymore?
I haven't. For the past 2 or 3 months, I haven't seen him, you know. But then when I see him, I'm like, I love him. So why do I, you know, I hate myself for loving him so much. Other women be like, I'm divorcing him and taking every penny. It's like, I'm not, you know.
Right.
My husband,
right.
You said to me you were right about, I don't want to talk about it on the radio, but it's all true now.
No, and remember, it's been a long time since I, you know, the first time I read you. So, you know, I read someone recently who I told her that her husband was unfixable like 10 years ago.
Yes,
and he recently died. And, you know, she said she spent 10 torturous years after that. You know what I mean? And it's sad because she kept wanting him to change, and he just wouldn't change. You know,
I
sometimes
it's respectful, but just like, and don't cheat. That's all. Just 2 things. If you can't do that, then don't be with me. You know, that's it. And we were seeing
right.
each other. I wanted to go on vacation. He goes, "You're on a vacation. I'm not on a vacation. Why? Because I'm not working as much. I take care of my mother. You know, I take care of this big house. You know, the landscaping. There's a lot of stuff around here." You know,
right? Exactly.
I have to work a lot when I have my mom, because if she breaks her hip with something, I'm going to be the one taking care of her. You know, she's my mother. She comes first. My husband has the money. You take care of me. You know, and that's it.
Right.
And so,
but promise, just promise. You know your son that you won't, you know, take so
just,
much crap from his dad because it upsets him.
I promise my baby. I'm looking at his picture right now in my bedroom. I promise you, Robbie.
Oh,
yep,
good, because that will make him, that makes him really happy. And
because my son knows the type of person I am, too. I'm, like, a very nice, loving person. I give it my all to someone when I first meet them, you know. It's like, I care so much about people, you know.
Oh, of course.
Something
you know.
Like that.
And I'm glad you called in. You have a birthday coming up. So
yes.
Big happy birthdays from everybody on the other side.
Oh.
And, you know, everyone loves you. You know, and thank
is
you
mom
for sharing.
Be okay? Is mom going to be okay? Just one more question. Mom, is she going to be okay for a while?
She looks okay here. She just really has to do what, you know, she really has to
yes.
keep doing what she's doing. Anyway, we're at the end of our show. They're going to knock
okay.
us off in 21 seconds.
Okay.
Good night,
nice
everybody.
Night. Thank
Anyone
you.
Anyone who didn't get to, please call in next week. Thank you, Nicole, for everything. Good night, everybody.
Oh, and thank you, Cindy.
And enjoy this our summer, and we'll all speak next week. Bye.
Bye.